We want that kind of natural attraction for Krishna. But that's not something you can force. That's something that awakens through the practice of devotional service gradually. When we hear about devotees who have already awakened their love for Krishna and how their natural devotion for Krishna has developed to such a high state, it's very inspiring. So it's good to, that's why you just read Nectar of Devotion. You don't comment on it, you know, you just, whatever you can digest, you digest. Because these are stories about devotees. So once there was a gopi who became bitten by the snake, said, like, you use analogy in the poetry that like a, someone bitten by a snake bite, that hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, she was afflicted and with so many ecstatic symptoms, hair standing on end, her tears coming from her eyes, very anxious, so much. So she wanted some relief from this poison. So then Krishna blew on his buffalo horn. And when she heard the buffalo horn of Krishna, then actually, instead of giving her relief, she became worse. So these Brajavasi devotees, they developed so much spontaneous devotion for Krishna that it's beyond. It says that when Krishna was leaving Hastinapur and going to Dwarka, then Kunti Devi, Queen Kunti, she offered prayers to Krishna to stay. But she offered very formal prayers and beautiful prayers, the prayers of Queen Kunti. Prabhupada lectured on a number of times. There's a book also called Prayers of Queen Kunti. But then he smiled and he went. When he got up to Yudhisthira, and Yudhisthira wanted to say something to Krishna, but he was so overwhelmed, even though he was emperor of the world, he was so overwhelmed with love for Krishna. So Yudhisthira Maharaj couldn't speak. He was just choked up and tears were pouring from his eyes. All he could say to Krishna was, please stay for a couple more days. Few more days and then go. So because he was so much overwhelmed with love, Krishna could not refuse him. So some great devotees, they have developed so much attraction to Krishna. How much attraction can be developed? There's no limit. How much you can love Krishna? There's no limit. There's layer after layer after layer. There's 8 layers of prema. But in our state, that's a very advanced level. For us, gradually we want to be attracted to Krishna, we want to serve Him, serve His devotees. We like to hear about Krishna. Hare Krishna. One more question?
No.
One more question. Plug has been pulled.
Maharaj ki jai.